lights went low. But a little bit of toes. And she proceeded to entrecha, pa, pa, da, da, and do-si-do across the stage like this.
Thank you.
something so phantasmagorically extrapolatory, something so manifestly irregarious, something so municipally hirsute, that to this very moment in time, I doubt the evidence of my own auricular organs. Because standing there alone upon the stage at this point, clad merely in one flimsy sneeze, having discarded the scarf ages ago, without saying a word, without making a sound, without uttering a noise, without a single audible, intelligible syllable issuing from betwixt those firm but pliant, moist, and also inviting ruby red lips. It seemed to me as though the movements of her body were calling out my name.
No.
She went like this, she went. home. You don't want me around. I'm tired of it, baby. Can't be seen with no clown. You say you got a new band. Said to take my place. Had the disrespect to flaunt it in my face. Now you come and tell me. That was way back when. You think you might be better if I would take you back again. Get high. peace be with you, honey. Good luck and happiness. No hard feelings, baby. I wish you all the best. But believe me when I tell you, and remember when I say, let's not hold your breath, girl. Waiting for the day, yes. When ice is hot and fire is hot. When water ain't wet and Congress pays off the national debt, I'll take you back there. I'll take you back, honey. No, really, I've been playing it all. I got it written down here somewhere. Okay. Take the bitch back, honey. Let me look at the calendar here. I can't do that now. No, I can't. Let me look at 2035. I'm getting a haircut that day. 12th and ever would be good for me. I tell you what, baby, you have your people call my people. I'll take you back, baby. When your mother's too tired to talk and the dad get up and walk, I'll take you back. When Bootsy ain't funky and King Kong ain't a monkey, I'll take you back.
Sweetest.
thing to me. Something like 30 years with a gentleman on the far end, this Jeff Wiser. Close enough to come and sit in with us tonight. Because we don't get to play with him near enough anymore. Let's see. That last tune was one that we tried to put on. We did a new CD. And we're struggling to find a name for it. That was on it, but it didn't make it. Didn't make the cut. We did it a lot better here tonight than we did in the studio. But I'll play you one that did make the cut. I saw Ricky on TV telling people how to live. He sure had a lot to say. But not a lot to give. Oh Ricky, those are real fine words. Step back and look at what you do. You know it's not enough to say things. You've got to mean them too. I heard Laurie sing last night. first time in 20 years. She sang me her own song. Near brought me to tears. And she sang straight from the heart. Like all great singers do. She knows it's not enough to say that. She knows it. You gotta mean them too. It's a thing you teach your children. You know they learn from watching you. It's all in how you do things. You got to mean them too. It's a thing you teach your children. You know they learn from watching you. It's all in how you do things. You got to mean them too. I'll tell you why I wrote this song. I wrote it for my wife. She's always stayed beside me while I played blind man's bluff with life. And every time we touch a kid, each time I say I love you. And every time that we make love, with all my soul, I mean it too. This will be the first time we've ever put the whole thing together. We're all friends. Right? Yeah. I asked Larry Campbell to produce this CD. I tell you, I never want to produce another thing as long as I live. It's too much damn work. And Larry is brilliant. He's maybe the best producer I've ever worked with in any capacity. And I approached him, I said, let's do See, the album I did before this was called Use Me. Do any of you know that record? Let me explain to the rest of them. Use Me, which coincidentally is on sale in the lobby. It's called Use Me because I called up a whole bunch of people and I asked each of them to write a song for me. That takes guts. And then to produce me singing their song. Use Me. I didn't have to do very much. They had to work their tails off. And I have tunes with Tim O'Brien, Levon Helm, John Hyatt, Los Lobos, Vince Gill, Widespread Panic, Dr. John, Linda Ronstadt, and more people. They all did that. When I went to record with Levon, you know, the hardest thing, but it took 2.5 years to get this thing together because of matching schedules, you know. And the time that Levon and I had put together to work together, he was recovering from throat surgery on his vocal cords, so he couldn't sing a song or produce the session. He sure could play drums, though. And we got Larry Campbell, who leads his band anyhow, to produce the track, and he did such a good job. The first tune on the CD is this thing, which is a Chicago-style blues. Maybe we'll play it later. But I asked him, I approached him, I said, I want to do a new CD, and I want you to produce it. Let's do one all Chicago-style blues. And he said, nah. Let's do an old-fashioned David Bromberg CD with everything in the kitchen sink on it.
Yeah, there you go.
So this particular tune represents a part of the kitchen sink that I've never had another on any of my other records. This particular tune is an old English drinking song, which I wrote. And you know, hardly anybody's writing those things anymore. And then it goes into some other crap, you'll see. But listen, we're going to sing it for you. If you feel like joining in, because you'll find out where. You're welcome to. Does anybody have any drinks with them? Okay, here's what you're supposed to do. After the thing that we all sing together, every time that happens, you've got to down a drink and get another.
Strongest man alive.
That might sound like idle boasting, but I have no need to lie.
I have lived through plagues and tempests, not another soul survived. I am the strongest man alive.
Heavier than human tongue can tell.
I've traveled distances untold, been forth and back through hell. I've endured the very worst that man or nature could provide. I am the strongest man alive. I have fought in many battles, though I have not won them all. It's a miracle this bruised and battered body breathes at all. They say a cat has 9 lives. Well, I've lived through 4 or 5. I am the strongest man alive.
I have cheated death 1,000 times, that foul and greedy thief. But I've buried many comrades, which has brought me endless grief. I alone live on while all around me friends and loved ones die.
I am the strongest man alive.
Yes, the mental anguish, that's the worst in all the pain I've had. Where other men have gone insane, I'm only slightly mad. And still I weep, I bleed, I breathe through times I wish to die.
I am the strongest man alive.
Although I am Earth's strongest.
honest man, I'm not immune to death. There's a motive for each motion, there's a purpose for each breath. For it's without your real and lasting love, I would not, could not survive. Although I am the strongest man alive.
Doesn't mean I didn't care. So I'm facing
around you every day. Some are tender, some are bitter. I never mail them anyway. I went to every place we used to. I took myself out, had a ball. Stuff at me because it gets very confusing. After every tune, we get a feel for what should happen next. So we all agree on what should happen next. This is the tune that I told you about that Larry produced that we did with Levon. This is another one I wrote. And then we're going to take a break. And you know, it's odd, but just before the show tonight, I got a call from President Obama. I beg your pardon. I lived in Hyde Park, Illinois, 5.5 blocks from the Obama family for 22 years. So as I said, for the show, I got a call from President Obama and I asked him if there was anything that I personally could do to aid in the nation's economic recovery. And what he said was, I mean, it made sense. It just kind of boiled down to, bring a lot of shit to sell, basically. So I brought CDs and DVDs and BVDs and, you know, all kinds of things. Jeff, did you bring anything? Oh, he's sold out. Okay. You might be able to get his CDs on the internet. Yeah, he's got a website. What is it? Jeff? WiserMusician.com. Okay. And I know that Nate Grower, he brought some CDs. Nate's the other fiddler here. Mark Castro, who plays the guitar and the mandolin, he brought some CDs. With Amy, who plays the bass and is the keystones of the band in many ways, he brought his girlfriend, Allie. And Josh really put himself out and brought his beard with him, Josh Konuski. So, if you love your country, you'll buy as much of this junk as you can carry home. So we'll play the first tune on that Use Me CD. This is the first one that I did with Levon. One, two, three. hottest thing to shadow the hair. It won't take long, mama, till you feel your bed. I know you, girl. It won't take long, maybe till you feel your bed. Maybe half an hour. But you can be walking on the streets almost some time before you find a man like me to curl your toes and roll your eyes back in your head.
Cooked my corn, Lord, 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 got them brown. Thank you.
There's nothing I can do. If you leave me here to cry. But my love will follow you as the years go passing by. I gave you all I had to give, and that's one thing you can't deny. I gave you all one man could give. My love will follow you as the years go passing by. Thank you.
goodbye. I'll leave it up to you. My love will follow you. As the years go passing by. But now they're both gone.
by Tim O'Brien. You all know Tim O'Brien? You know what I'm talking about? He pisses me off. Everything seems so easy for him. Playing beautiful guitar, beautiful fiddle, beautiful mandolin, singing his heart out and writing great songs best.
I struggle!
Pushing me down to my knees. I always hate it when I act this way. Try to keep it from coming, it comes anyway. It's not about you, it's all about me.
Yeah. told you never to bother me with that.
I thought I told you to stay in the truck. Never mind.
Anyhow, I'm going to tell you, I'm a very lucky person. I'm lucky for a whole lot of reasons. Hell, I'm lucky to be standing here today. And there's a couple of meanings to that one, too. But one of the things that I'm luckiest about is the caliber of musician I've been privileged to play with in my life, including those who are standing up here. And I have this... I take a perverse pride in the fact that I've always had enough guts to have a better guitar player than I am in the band. And this may be the most brilliant guitar player I've ever had in the band. This is, I'm going to get Mark Cosgrove to play the guitar solo.
You know, you could work for a lot worse people than that person right there. I know because I have. Thank you so much, David. I'd love to play you guys something, and it won't take long. This past year, we lost Doc Watson. And anybody remember Doc Watson? Anyway, he was a huge influence, I know, on David and also on me and anyone who ever picked up one of these things and tried to play it. So I'd like to send one out to Doc's memory wherever he is. I guess I'll do an old Kenny Baker tune. This is one that Bill Monroe played for years with Kenny in the band, and Bill always claimed that he wrote it, but actually I believe Kenny Baker wrote this one. It's called Jerusalem Ridge. Thank you.
did that Italian restaurant become a strip club at night? Does anybody remember? It did, didn't it? Huh? The first time I played this theater, a couple of us went to the Italian restaurant and we had dinner there, and we discovered that it turned into a strip club at night. And one of the dancers came up to us and told us that she danced to Sharon. So she sat in with us that night. Was anybody here that night? Say it louder if you were here. I think I even saw it on YouTube once. Has nothing to do with anything. I stopped playing for 22 years. That's why you didn't see me for a while. I won't go into it, but I was pretty stupid. Not that that's changed very much.
Oh, thank
you. It's good to be back. So I started to make this record, I just did it with me and this guitar. And I'd go into the studio, I'd play a song maybe two or three times, then play another song, and then another song, then I'd go home. And then I'd do that for a couple of weekends in a row. You know, I figured it would be about 6 years before we had a CD, but it was actually only a few months. And when the thing was put out, it got nominated for a Grammy, and it was the first time that my name was ever seen on the same page as the word Grammy. It astounded everybody, especially me. And coincidentally, that very CD is on sale in the lobby. It's called Try Me One More Time, but there's a tune on there some people really like, and I don't play it enough. Split pea shell, oh Lord, in me,
Didn't we shake up sugary? Everything I had done wrong. Everything I had done wrong.
Tone on the guitar. He was a great guitar player. He made blues records. He had hits as late as the 1950s. And he was also the guitar player in Louis Armstrong's Hot 5 and Hot 7 bands. He was a studio musician, and he played, made more records than anybody, I think. And one of the records he made that I loved was a record with a guy who just sang, didn't play guitar, named Texas Alexander. And it was called Levy Camp Mom. Until I recorded this, I never performed it. I never played it in front of anybody, except if I was trying out a guitar that I thought had really good tone, I'd play it, but I'd play it for myself. So, and this song is a good song, and good songs don't die. Versions of that made the way up to Chicago, and there's Chicago versions of it. But this is Texas Alexander, Lonnie Johnson's, filtered through me, of course. Levy Camp Mom. Accuse me of murder, boys. Oh, murder. I never harmed a man. heard, just noise in the sound system. Fireworks? What's the occasion? Or graduation? Yeah, some people are so amazed they gotta do that. We'll never hit 17. You play against the dealer because you know the odds won't ride with you. I never leave your woman alone with friends around to steal her. Years are gambled, lost like summer wages. So we'll keep rolling on till we get to Vancouver. And the woman I love is living there. It's been 6 long months or more since I've seen her. Baby gambled and lost like summer wages. And in all the pier parlors all down Main Street, the dreams of the seasons are spilled out on the floor. All the big stands of timber already for falling, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. Let's all work on those toes in my slippery city shoes, which I swore I would never do again. Through the great fog-bound straits, where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer wages.
Thank you.
No, she took my car with her when she left me. She said, don't bitch about it, David. You still got the view you could ride. Chevrolet when she quit me. Didn't leave her nothing but one old toothless suede back super animated mule to ride. When I crawled back out the driveway, that old all hell is blue. can stand right in my face, little girl. Watch me cry. How can you do it to my baby? She said, I got news for you. Ooh, yeah, she said, baby, I can stand to watch you die. She's a lovely man on the nightstand, people. You know she put my grandfather's watching on. She said, if you don't believe I'm leaving, baby, if you don't believe I'm going diving, if you don't believe it's so long, sweet girl, if you don't believe it's bye-bye, bubby, if you don't believe it's our leaders ain't shatsy, if you don't believe it's so long, sucker,
I lost my drive.
just call to tell you that I need you.
Yeah. chance to get it back.